Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the memorial feast of Saint Teresa of Avila, Virgin and Doctor of the Church. First reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. Our psalm for today is Psalm 32. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 1 to 7. Psalm 144, verse 3 says, O Lord, what is man that you regard him? The son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Thus, St. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, that we must not think highly of ourselves than we ought, because we are alive today. We are leaders today. We are parents today. We are persons today because of the mercy and faith in Christ Jesus. In other words, your life and mine are gifts of God. Although some are more important than others in today's world, we are poor creatures before the Lord. Therefore, we are not to be ecstatic about achievements in life or judge our characters by wealth, talent, or learning. For the only standard of value by which we can evaluate or estimate ourselves is our faith in and our relationship with Christ Jesus. Our faith in Christ Jesus, by which we will be judged by God, secures the inflow of graces needed to believe God, needed to believe in God, and to overcome the obstacles before us. For instance, humility is planted in us against pride. Understanding is given to us against impurities and tricks of the enemy. Knowledge is given to us against unfairness and lust. Thus, my brother, my sister, it is clear to us that God has given us all that we possess. But we must show our gratitude by seeking not our own credits and profits, but the good of those before us and those entrusted to us. In other words, our faith must be revealed in action. However, Jesus has already warned us. Faith in action is not without persecution. Nonetheless, while we work for and with Jesus, the Lord says we must not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. Rather, he says, fear him who, after he has killed, has the power to cast into hell. Him you must fear. Thus, if you have confessed your sins and the Lord has forgiven you your sin, indeed he has forgiven you your sins because he does not mark our guilt, then do not fear the man or woman who has chosen to blackmail you. You must not be afraid of the man or woman who has chosen to blackmail you using your past deeds. They are in the past. Move on, because the Lord is your stronghold, your strength. Fear not the man or woman who relies on and uses his strength, power, or authority for selfish plans. Fear not. And so, my brother, my sister, we must never stop struggling to be good. And if you fall on the way, rise up, ask the Lord for mercy and move on, carry on doing the work of God in faith in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless us, the Lord who is our strength and our stronghold. May He provide for us and lead us on. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us.